This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The biggest miscalculation in political history. And Democrats have made it. Why? Because they are pompous buttocks. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So what are Democrats besides zombie, brain-dead morons? Well, they are control freaks, bathed in power for decades. Unencumbered in any way. Oh, I know. We think we fought the good fight. We think we've, you know, had thwarted them and had done all this stuff. It's been the slow creep of socialism, the slow creep of liberalism, progressivism, whatever the ism they decide to call it. And here's what I can tell you. It is the creep of Satan. I'm not trying to get all churchy on you, but that's what it is. We're in the era where right is wrong and wrong is right. And I'll get more into that in the show. But these control freaks have garnered so much power that they felt invincible. They could do whatever they want. You had no ability to push them back in any way. You have no representatives. I don't care what these people call themselves. These are your congressional representatives. Representatives of what? Representatives of nothing you believe in. The overwhelming number of Americans who believe in closed borders, you know, protecting our borders, it's overwhelming. In getting more out of our school system, the people who believe in capitalism, and I could go on, all the things that make sense. And these Democrats have just said, we don't care. You don't want to pay for your medical insurance. I mean, our Constitution says I don't have to pay for anything I don't want to pay for. Forget the Constitution. Let me tell you. Your right as a human says, if I don't want to buy something in a store, I'm not saying you can steal it, but you go, I don't want to buy it. If I don't want to buy, you know, I mean, say you're walking through the grocery store, right? And there's some kale pectate. And you go, huh, that would be neat if I needed it. I'm not going to buy it. And the government goes, no, 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 you will buy that kale pectate. But I'm not, you know, I don't have whatever, well, I don't know what kale pectate's for. And I'm showing my age, right? But whatever, a bag of cheese, nacho cheese Doritos. Can the government make you buy nacho cheese Doritos? According to Obamacare, yes, they can. If somebody declares nacho cheese Doritos are good for you, you got to buy it. It's ridiculous. I don't have to buy that any more than I need to buy that insurance. Any more than I don't have to, if I don't own a car, do I need to buy auto insurance? As long as I'm not a danger. Oh, Kevin, you're a danger to people. You're breathing. You've got a carbon footprint. You know, you catch a cold and you give it to other people. I mean, that's going to be the rationale by these clowns. But the fact is, you don't have to buy anything you don't want to buy. But we need to take this to the Supreme Court. Are you kidding? I was having a discussion with somebody. I said, this whole argument about Trump this thing with Ukraine is ridiculous. It is patently ridiculous, and I'll tell you why. Because the President of the United States, from a common sense point of view, has the authority to negotiate on what he wants the United States government to investigate or look into, and he can do that with any leader he chooses. We don't need to... What do we... A whistleblower was on the phone call, and he said the President was the President was doing his job. That's what the whistleblower said. It's fun watching these left, though. They try to minimize Donald Trump. They want to minimize his role as president. Barack Obama did exactly what Trump has done. They don't say a word, but they want to minimize Trump. And even in the most ridiculous things. I'll give you an example. Trump attended a UFC event in New York City. I think it was on Saturday, last Saturday. And I want to play for you the audio of Trump entering, and the media said he was overwhelmingly booed. But I want to play this clip showing you what actually happened.
Yeah.
know about you, but I don't hear a lot of boos in that crowd. I hear a lot of celebration. Now, but I want to go further. Trump can draw a crowd of thousands anywhere. But leftists want you to believe that the Americans hate him. They hate him, right? I repeat, Trump can draw thousands anywhere. He could draw thousands at Elizabeth Warren's Indian reservation. Donald Trump could draw thousands at Pete Buttigieg's gay pride parade. He could draw thousands at Joe Biden's Ukrainian oil field. He could draw thousands at Hillary Clinton's old law firm or Bill Clinton's next orgy. But they want you to believe that he's booed everywhere, he's hated everywhere, that nobody likes him. Trump is the man, folks. Let me tell you something. He is the man, even in New York City, the city he formerly hailed from. Now, Dana White spoke on Trump's attendance at the UFC, and I want to let you hear this coming from the man who walked in with the president.
With all the talk of the president being here tonight and how great that was and what that says, Josh Duhamel made the video board. Why was there no showing of the president in attendance for the audience to see that other than his arrival, which you'd have to see with your bare eyes?
Yeah, we showed the arrival. We showed him on TV, but we didn't do it in-house. So,
what was that decision? Why not?
I don't know. When he walked into the arena, I don't think we needed to show him on TV. I've never seen anything like that in my life. I walked in with him. The entire building was on their feet, standing as high as they could with their cell phones. I was literally blown away. I just went, holy f***ing. Never seen anything like this in my life.
Was there a concern that there may be a reaction that maybe would be disrespectful?
No. We walked in and the crowd was great.
So that was a reality. That was a man who walked in with the president at the UFC event in New York City, and the media, oh, he was booed, man. He was booed. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. The left has gone mad, and I'm not worried about trying to correct them. Look, that's like, I tell people, that's like trying to get between a dog and his bone. Don't worry about that. Just let the truth will come out. Donald Trump has been talking about, you are about to get a absolute blast of truth that is going to, I don't need vindication, but I'll say this, that will vindicate you, but I don't need vindication. I already know I'm right on this stuff. Common sense tells me I'm right. Anyway, we got one heck of a show for you today. I'm glad you tuned in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
And try to find some voters, guys, about impeachment. We had to bring it up to them. Here's what they told us.
Yeah, I think it's a waste of time. You got a bunch of little kids fighting and not accomplishing what the hell they're elected for.
I think we have a system of checks and balances, and the way it should work is that the House and the Senate should do what is set out in the Constitution.
I read the document, and there was absolutely nothing concerning to me from one president to another. It was just absolutely appropriate.
Helene, these are in the early states.
Yeah, they are.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. MSNBC's Chuck Todd announcing, hey, we went out. We wanted to see what people had to say about impeachment, and here's what came back. These are the early states. That was Iowa, New Hampshire, etc. And you know what these people in Iowa, New Hampshire, etc. said? They said, we think this is a farce. We think this is a witch hunt. That it did. You could tell it was a surprise to MSNBC that people don't care about impeachment. Look, polls say it. Common sense says it. Anybody watching these proceedings realizes that it is a farce. But MSNBC wanted to get on the street, and I'm glad they did. I don't know what else came from that because I don't watch the show, but that was a clip. Of them, I want you to understand, this is the lamestream mainstream media now admitting, you know what? Maybe this impeachment thing isn't going to go over the way we thought. I would suggest that Democrats pay attention to, because if their own media is going out and finding this stuff out, they're telling you this isn't going to play well, and it's not going to end well. Democrats, I said this earlier in the broadcast, Democrats have grossly miscalculated their political position. Waste of time. Nothing inappropriate. And here's what I keep coming back to, this thing that always brings me back to normal when I think about stuff. I'm about to blow your minds here, folks. Kevin Jackson Show. This is what we do. We make you think. I don't even know how to describe what I'm about to tell you, how big this is. But I'm glad you're listening. I use this thing called common sense. Yeah, common sense. When I'm evaluating these positions, I don't go, well, the Constitution says in Article 2, Section 3 of this or that. I go to Article 1, Kevin Jackson, and I say, this doesn't make, here it comes again, pay attention in case you missed it, common sense. Common sense. Let me use some common sense on you for just a second, if you're okay with it, okay? So, Adam Schiff, during the time of the Mueller investigation, an investigation over nothing, at least on the Trump side. Now, plenty of evidence of Russian involvement between Hillary Clinton, the Podestas, Barack Obama, talking to Medvedev at the time, talking about I'll have a lot better clear plate in 2002 after the election, and on, all kinds of connections, right? The Clinton Foundation receiving millions of dollars. Bill Clinton giving speeches over there. Not a drop of it in the Mueller report. Adam Schiff says he has definitive proof that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians, and nothing happened. No media follow-up. Every time this guy's on TV, you would think somebody would stick a microphone under his face and say, but what about that proof that you claimed you had during the Mueller investigation? But instead, they've moved on to Ukraine. Now, it would be... hold on a minute. About to drop some more common sense. Let me let you catch your breath. Let me let you catch your breath, because the common sense can be brutal. Okay, you ready? Okay, next dose of common sense. You would believe from the media reports that it was Donald Trump who was protecting Donald Trump Jr. or Eric, or what's the youngest one's name? Anyway, one of his sons, from being on the board of a Ukrainian company, and that he was the one who made the statement that he would withhold $1 billion of U.S. Treasury from Ukraine if they didn't stop the investigation into one of the Trump sons. But instead, it was Joe Biden who said this. Now, I'm just telling you, from a common sense perspective, one guy actually said it, actually did it. We have actual proof that the Ukrainians dropped an investigation into crackhead Biden's or Biden's crackhead son. Well, Biden's probably a crackhead too. And I mean, everything occurred, and they say, no, this is a Donald Trump issue. Now, I'm just using common sense here and saying, okay, you tried once to take all this information that leads us to believe that the Democrats are involved with this, with the Russians. You just dismiss all that information. Then you say Trump is involved with the Russians. Then when he fights back, you say he's obstructing. Then we move to Ukraine, and you say we got proof that Joe Biden has done exactly what we know him to do, get his crackhead son a $50,000 a month gig with this Ukrainian oil magnate, involved with China, in many other places it would be easy to find, and you go, oh, no, no, no. It did. Even though the evidence all clearly points to Joe Biden, let's blame Trump. Now, I don't know how most Americans feel, but as a person who practices regularly the use of common sense, I will tell you, you're not fooling me. And what MSNBC found out when they did this report is, guess what? They're not fooling anybody else. I repeat, people called it a waste of time. They said Congress should be doing what they are tasked to do and not harassing the president. They said the president did nothing inappropriate. This is a man who we're going to find out all the things that are happening. This guy, Windman, his name starts with a V, but I think they pronounce it Windman. He's a snake in the grass. This so-called whistleblower, he's a snake in the grass. people are accusing him of being a spy within the administration. I want you to understand, it's one thing for the Democrats to say, we don't want Trump in, but he gets in, and they are still committing treason. Treason as this man tries to accomplish stuff. And here's what cracks me up the most. This is what I swear, when I think about this, I have to just smile. While all this is going on, Donald Trump builds the biggest and best, most beautiful economy. There's hardly a special interest group that isn't being taken care of. And it's because he takes this holistic approach and says, look, LGBT, I'm not going to focus on your sexuality. What I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on your humanity. And I'm just going to make you have better jobs, more time to spend with whatever you call family. I'm going to do the things that are across the board that everybody wants. And then if you want to play around with your naughty bits and stuff, I don't really care. That's what he does. He says to black people, I'm not going to focus on your color. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you better jobs, more opportunities, more time with your family, whatever you describe that to be. If it's ethnocentrically racist, fine. I'm not going to get into the minutia of your life. I'm just going to make it better in whatever way you decide. It's this thing called the pursuit of happiness. I've heard that somewhere. I'm not exactly sure. But that's what Trump does. And that's why the Democrats are struggling. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I just got to watch, and the Republicans are absolutely killing it. They are doing so well because it's a scam. It's a big scam.
President Trump's comments at the White House after a cabinet meeting, of course, the president talking about the ongoing House impeachment investigation. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says National Security Council Ukraine expert Alexander Vindman's supervisors and colleagues had concerns.
Your boss had concerns about your judgment. Your former boss, Dr. Hill, had concerns about your judgment. Your colleagues had concerns about your judgment. And your colleagues felt that there were times when you leaked information.
Jordan also calls this the most unfair process he's ever seen. E-cigarette company Juul is facing another lawsuit, this one by the state of New York. The lawsuit says that Juul is marketing their products toward young people to get them hooked on vaping, much like Big Tobacco did. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't know if you guys heard about this. Maybe you missed it because you're probably not as much into pop culture. I'm not really into pop culture, but we scour the news and there's some, you know, silly things that you find, things that maybe seem irrelevant, but they are relevant in some kind of way. And I think that it's our responsibility as communicators, as marketers of messages. I'm talking about radio hosts and people that are in the profession that I'm in. It is pretty much put on us to explain things in a way that people get. I've often been using this Burger King. Here it comes again. This Burger King veggie burger. Pardon me, as a metaphor for some things that are happening in the country. And to much to the chagrin of my my producers, because I've done other things like that. It's a metaphor. It makes people understand things better. And anyway, strange news to me is an opportunity to figure out how to put the life in perspective many times. Life. Not political life. Life. Your life doesn't revolve around politics, but sadly, politics does revolve around your life and everything that you do. It used to not be this way. It used to not be this way. Pop culture wasn't trying to influence. I mean, it's always been that way to some degree, but I'm not to the level that it is now. Everybody wants to write an anthem. Everybody wants to sing an anthem. Everybody wants to produce in TV an anthem. Everything is about, listen to my ideology. Every award show is no longer about accepting the award and saying, I appreciate you for recognizing my work. It's about making a social justice commentary about some plight of something that's bad happening in the world. Probably something that the very people accepting the award have created. This is where we find ourselves. Pop culture, Hollywood, media, individuals that want to be part of this, I don't know, this fast-moving reality TV show, viral video star, you know, viral whatever star. Everybody looking for clicks. You know what I said to myself the other day? No lie. I'm looking at how we're shadow banned, and my team, they bring this up all the time. Kevin, we should be getting a lot more clicks on that. We should be getting it. And I go, let me explain something to you folks. I don't care about clicks. Do I like want our message to get out there? Yeah. But if they won't do it on Twitter or Facebook, go get our message out there. Here's what I will tell you. God will put our message out there in the venue that it's needed to be put, and it will happen at the time it's supposed to happen. And I'm not worrying about it. It's like when I finally got a real attorney, and I could go somewhere and they'd say, blankety blank blank blank, and I'd say, well, I refuse to worry. I will call my attorney about it. What a powerful thing to be able to say, you're not going to get to me. I'll have my attorney talk to you. Kevin, this is going to... Fine, take it up with my attorney. Anyway, there are many things going on that are happening right around you that are good news. And we were talking about this young man a while back. He's been in the news politically for some time. I don't think he really necessarily wants to be. I think he's sensing the same frustration that many of us have sensed over decades. And it finally got to him. And I'm speaking of Kanye West. And then there were people within our movement that wanted to use him. Oh, I'm hanging out with Kanye. I'm in L.A. I'm hanging out with Kanye. You know, and he's like, okay, I'll do it for a minute because, you know, I'm the same thing with Isaiah Washington. He's a black convert, was on ER or one of those shows, one of those medical shows, and built a great reputation there and finally woke up. And then there are people that want to glom on. Isaiah, we've invited him to an event. I'm putting an event together. But he'll be just like anybody else to me. Congratulations, man. You woke up. Thanks for being a part of what we're doing. So Kanye does it. People want to take advantage of it. Oh, Kanye's going to design my shirts and do all this or that. And then he rebelled. But he didn't rebel completely. He backed away from people. He said, I don't sense the genuine nature of what's going on here, so I'm going to back away. And then he came back out. And see, Kanye was going through this transition. I'm speaking about what I believe was happening to this guy. He was going through this transition of, I see the dichotomy of what they want me to be and what I am. Now, I'm talking about black folks, Democrats, the black community. And he said, enough is enough. So he spoke out. I'm for Trump. And then all the other stuff came. And people wanted to kill him. I want you to understand there were rappers, former Crips, hip-hop guys saying, we're going to kill Kanye. Next concert, we're going to kill this dude. This is how serious this is for these ideologues. And Kanye stuck with it. And then he said, you know what? I found God. Jesus, he'd been flirting with it, and I don't follow his stuff, but people are like, man, he was blasphemous. Okay, fine. What? Have you not sinned? Kevin, he was blasphemous. I was listening to his rap song before he did this last stuff. Okay, fine. He was a sinner. Tell me something I didn't know. Now, he makes his first gospel album, and I didn't listen to it. I mean, but people want a plane, celebrate, I mean, singing it, because he was rapping it. I was looking at it. I was into it. I was like, whoa. And it dawned on me how much it was impacting me. And I said, this has got to be happening to other people. So I started looking at it. And sure enough, thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people have heard about Kanye's new gospel album. People said to me, I've never bought a Kanye West piece of music, and I bought his album. You know, CD, whatever you call it. I was like, whoa, really? Yeah. And they don't know whether it's good or bad. They're figuring it out. And I go, well, I can say this. A lot of people say this dude is a genius. Kanye may bring more people to Jesus than anybody. And then I saw this story. Thousands of people gathered for Kanye West's Sunday service in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, after a last-minute announcement. This is a dude that has the same drawing power of Donald Trump. And he did this thing at a church. Kervine Brewington, a pastor at Crossroads Church in Lafayette, Louisiana, attended the event and shared his experience on Instagram, saying there was an altar call and over 1,000 people gave their lives to Christ. What? How many people were there? If 1,000 people gave their lives to Christ, and I'll ask you this question for the people wondering, do you believe that if Kanye wasn't there, 1,000 people would have done that? So before you diminish him or dismiss this, answer that question. What happens? I mean, this is a dude, I'm not going to be his publicist, but I'll tell you what I'm thinking. If Kanye makes an announcement, I'm going to be at a black church in insert city here, and he does it an hour before, I bet you he fills that church. I bet you he has Donald Trump level appeal to fill a church full of black folks who know a couple of things now. Oh yeah, I'm about to drop it down on you. They know that Kanye West is a Trump supporter. Yeah. See, that's not going unnoticed on me. These thousands of people who gathered at this Sunday service went to see Kanye. The very same Kanye that has been called an Uncle Tom and a Step and Fetch It and all other kinds of stuff, that has had death threats from hip-hop guys that say, Kanye better not show his face up here. And then Kanye did what? He did what in Baton Rouge, Louisiana? Red Stick? No, Lafayette, sorry. He wasn't in Red Stick. He was in Lafayette. What did he do? He showed up in the black community. And he said, I found Jesus. And he didn't denounce Trump. They know he's a Trump supporter. They know he's a God supporter. And he's there. And he says, I'm dropping my new album. And everything I do now is going to be for the grace of God. It's like one of my buddies says all the time. He says, I became the most successful in my life when I made Jesus Christ the chairman of the board of my life. And Kanye has apparently done that. But this is huge. Kervine, the pastor, he said this. I got to experience Kanye West Sunday service at Bethany Church. Oh, it was in Baton Rouge. If you've ever doubted the legitimacy or spiritual impact of this Sunday service project, simply look at the incredible shot taken by, he names the person, during the altar call. Yes, I said altar call. Tonight, worship was lifted, the name of Christ was exalted, the word of God was preached, a multitude prayed together. The gospel was clearly proclaimed, an opportunity to respond was given, and a crowd of 6,000 people from all walks of life, all ages, all races. I witnessed over 1,000 people respond to the gospel by raising their hands to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Say what you want, think what you want, but trust me when I tell you, the Spirit of the living God was indeed present. I danced, wept, stood in awe of God's redemptive work, and can honestly say tonight I witnessed a new wave of revival firsthand. What I'm telling you folks is the power of this guy to bridge people over and get that spirituality back into this nation and get people thinking about Donald Trump differently is...
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well... That's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, man, some stories you read just really get you going. This is one I love. I love it when people tell me Hillary Clinton is considering a run. What? Does that tell you all you need to know about these Democratic clowns that are running for president? That they still want this great white hope? And they want it to be Hillary Clinton, a two-time loser. Look, if I'm looking for a coach, I want a winning coach. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I noticed one funny comment when I read that there's one thing keeping Hillary Clinton from running. That was the title of this article. One thing that's keeping Hillary Clinton from running. And some dude wrote, stairs? Stairs. Hillary can't get up the stairs. Remember when she almost did the Louie and it took two burly Secret Service men to keep her from falling on her fat face? Yeah. Obvious reference to that. The days where Hillary Clinton was so ill that some people say they had a body double for her. She had to go to her New York home And then she came out smiling, you know, like through this very robotic, like, hello, it's okay, I'm alive. And everybody's like, that looks like a body double. Oh, man. Too funny. Y'all already know I call BS on this speculation that she's going to run again. Yeah. I think that was a ploy by, what's his name? Bannon. Steve Bannon. To just get her in the news. Because Democrats are like, no, no, don't do it. Dick Morris, though, he pretends he knows the one thing that's going to keep Hillary Clinton from running. Can I get a drum roll? Dick Morris, here's what I'm reading. Former advisor to President Bill Clinton, talking on the John Katzmidatidis show about what he sees. What he sees is the only thing standing in the way. A former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton entering the race. Here's what Morris said. This is a dude, Morris, Dick Morris, that's, he became popular during the Clinton administration because he was a fixer. And then after that, he was disgraced because he was hanging out with prostitutes or whatever, which, that's up to him. You know, have your own opinions about it. But he became disgraced. But Dick Morris hung around with just this salacious stuff. So here's what he says. My feeling is that she wants to, but she's hesitant because she realizes the timing is bad. She's got to wait until Biden drops out because he's obviously next in line for it. And if he goes away, there's an opening for her. So Clinton brought up the notion in an interview, and here's what she said. We got this clip. You guys, it's a short clip, but this clip cracked me up. Here it is.
So maybe there does need to be a rematch. I mean, obviously, I can beat him again.
Hey, Hillary, is this thing on? You lost. This chick is suffering from dementia. She didn't need to take a fall to bust her head and think that she's still president. I'd beat him. We need a rematch. I mean, I can beat him again. Well, Hillary, if you're the president, then why aren't you being presidential? Why aren't you leading the country? Let me answer for you, because you are not. Your big butt got defeated, and now you're sitting out there going, wah, 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 wah. This is a woman that, let me tell you, if there's anything that shows white privilege, it's the fact that this woman has the nerve to actually say something like this. The nerve. It's unbelievable. Anyway, the thing goes on. It says, Morris, who resigned as Bill Clinton's advisor in 1996 after a tabloid reported that he had a relationship with a call girl, and later supported Republican candidates and conservatives overseas, explained that Hillary Clinton would take former Vice President Joe Biden's spot as the moderate candidate for those looking for an alternative to leftist Elizabeth Warren. See, what this is saying, without saying it, is the left, they don't want Elizabeth Warren. Look, this is old news to me. I don't know if it bores you as much as I'm bored with this, because I have talked about this topic just to the point of ad nauseum. The Democrats don't have any candidate they want. None. I'm going to go into detail about this. So anyway, I'm going to give you the odds, right? Came from a different article. Clearly, odds makers don't think a Clinton run at the White House is all that far-fetched. Here's the latest from Boyata, which shows Clinton a 13-1 trailing Buttigieg, but ahead of Andrew Yang. I mean, okay, let me go back and read this. Oddmakers don't think a Clinton run at the White House is all that far-fetched. She's between Buttigieg and Yang. So let me give you the odds. Back in September, the odds of any of these people to win the nomination, there was no person who you could bet on, and it wouldn't go in your favor. Elizabeth Warren, September 24th, was plus 150. So $100 got you 150. 275, Biden was plus 275. Bernie Sanders, plus 650. Beto O'Rourke, Tulsi Gabbard, plus 5,000. Kamala Harris, plus 1,100. Andrew Yang, plus 1,000. And Hillary Clinton, plus 1,800. Now, I'm giving you numbers. Here's what I'm saying. Elizabeth Warren had the best odds on September 24th. And Joe Biden was second. Sanders third. Buttigieg fourth. Hillary Clinton fifth out of 9 candidates. On October 22nd, Elizabeth Warren became the front runner solidly. She's now negative money. So $100, you have to bet $115 to win $100. Joe Biden went from 275 to 400. Sanders went to 750. Buttigieg improved to 750. Hillary Clinton improved to 1300. Andrew Yang plus 1500. And then the rest, Harris dropped quite a bit. Gabbard stayed the same, and O'Rourke dropped. So those are the numbers. Now, they want you, the Hillary Clinton in this race is fifth. She's fifth behind Elizabeth Warren, a candidate that they don't even want. She's fifth behind Joe Biden, a guy who I told you will not be the nominee and who dropped unquestionably, well, percentage-wise, probably dropped the most. Bernie Sanders, an avowed socialist, is still leading her. Pete Buttigieg, a little town mayor, is above her, and then Hillary Clinton. So it really speaks to two things. One, Hillary Clinton is, if you want to call that a candidacy and she's rising, I'll put it a different way, and I've said this a thousand times. If this is such a big deal, I would love to see the Democrats poll and put Michelle Obama in there. Put Michelle Obama. Let's see where she would come in on this poll. This is a woman who has no political experience outside of being first lady, which I think is does fit his experience, but not to run the country. She's got, I mean, quite frankly, no real resume that you can count to. She took money when she was a senator's wife from a hospital that was in triage that couldn't pay its bills. She made a salary of $350,000 a year to do nothing. She's pretty much a failed attorney, doesn't have her license. So what's she going to do? But she could enter this race right now and leapfrog every single Democrat. I would love for somebody to dispute me on that. I would love for them, Kevin, that's crazy. Michelle Obama can't come in and defeat all these people. We got the vice president of the United States. We have a former vice president. The dude who was a banana peel of slip of Barack Obama away from being president of the United States. A guy who was supposed to be Mr. Popular, who gave Barack Obama's administration gravitas. A guy who served in the Senate for over almost 40 years. So he knows politics. And I promise you, again, dispute me. 844-551-8255. Tell me I'm wrong. That Michelle Obama would not come in and jump junior Senator Elizabeth Warren, the new I'm with her, jump over Kankles Hillary, Kankles Clinton, and immediately. Just tell me that I'm wrong. I'm waiting. It's not going to happen because I know I'm right. And this is why I tell you that the Democrats have massive problems, because they effectively crushed Biden. Kamala Harris started it, crushed Biden, and then the next thing that happened was, oh, the new I'm with her. It was, they wanted Warren. They had been grooming her even during the time when Clinton was running. When Clinton got into trouble, Elizabeth Warren was the backup plan, and it was never executed. If you go back and look at the election during that time, Elizabeth Warren was talking smack about Hillary Clinton. And she backed off because they said, look, your time's coming. You don't want me to be your enemy. But now our time's here, and nobody wants any of them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.